The mood was upbeat at the Columbus Brew Pub, where Strickland watched returns with his supporters. Strickland says he looks forward to running against incumbent Republican Senator Rob Portman this fall. Strickland says he'll look out for working Ohioans. And one way he said he'd do that is to fight plans by many Republicans to raise the retirement age before workers could collect Social Security.
And I'm sick and tired of people like Rob Portman and Mitch McConnell and the Republican leadership in Washington, D.C., who have, as I've said, baby soft hands, trying to tell working people that they ought to work longer before they can retire.
It was a disappointing night for Cincinnati City Councilmember P.G. Sittenfeld, who, despite TV ads and campaigning, lost the race nearly 2-1. He says Strickland was a well-known and well-liked opponent, and he said it was hard to get name recognition, especially since the presidential race sucked the air out of the room.
To make it statewide, you do have to hit a certain threshold of name identification that we didn't reach. It's not the outcome that certainly we'd hoped for, but I'm proud of the race we ran.
Sittenfeld says the next big plan in his future is to get married this summer. Cincinnati area activist Kelly Prather came in third. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.